how to understand the Ramban. Right? We say we want to get to the Yisod of Asi Dechalo Yisasa. And look over, there are two Malchim, maybe three Malchim, how to understand the Yisod of Asi Dechalo Yisasa. And we learn the Ramban together that the Asi Dechalo Yisasa, that even though the Pashas would be to simply say that an Asi is more Chomer than a Lo Yisasa, but that's a Dover Sheyefsher. You can't simply say Asi is more Chomer than Lo Yisasa and leave it at that, because we pointed out that the Asi is... Abitul Asay is no Malkus, so Elisa says Malkus. Abitul Asay has a tshuva without Yom Kippur, requires Yom Kippur. The din of Kol Hoyne and Choymesh. So all indications are for a carrot that Eloisas is more chomor in terms of requiring more and eliciting a greater Oynesh. So the Ramban explains that Asay Deche Loisasa is because it explains to us that the Yisod of Asay Deche Loisasa is that the Avoida Befoel is Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a din, but Avoida Befoel has din Kedima of Avoda, which is Shaloi Befoel Menanimna. Alright, so again, we explain that Asay Deche Loisasa is a din Kedima. That the idea that there's a din kedima in and of itself is already a chiddush. That we pointed out is that because if we wouldn't have the chiddush and the din kedima, so then we would say either shev al tasa, or we might even say that there's no bitul asay bechlal when there's a lo yisasa. And that's what we pointed also b'shem Reb Nochum, that that's how we explain. That's how we explain the Tosfos. On Dalet Amud Aleph. So the... And then we explain that there's another Yesod, and that is, hey, once there is a Din Kedima, once there is a din kedima, so then the Ramban is magi the din kedima for us to say that it's more chomer, that it's more choshev. So we don't really understand what we're referring to. What element of the asay is more chomer, more choshev? And look over. However, we're going to be magi this din kedima. Alright, with din kedima is like we are familiar with dinei kedima. Todeh v'sheinah todeh is a din kedima. Right? The Gemara has in Kochim another din kedima. I forget the exact lashon, but something along the lines of Kaveman Shizchil. So then he's Mitzuva Ligmar. So in halachas we do have dinei kedima sometimes. Tefillin Shel Rosh, Tefillin Shel Yad. Torah's Keveya V'Hoyu. So, the Torah's Keveya, that when it comes to Asi Decheloisa, when it comes to a person who is faced with an Asi Decheloisa, it's a Dine Kedima. We have Dine Kedima when it comes to Hilchos Brochis. To be Mevorach Al HaSholem. Machleik is Sholim Agodol. So we have to be magd. We have to be magd of the din kedima over here, and lechor we have to be magd in such a way that we'll understand all the different logical steps of the Gemara, or all the different steps of the Gemara. Of why a lav sheyesh bo she'el, why that's a limiting factor, why is it a variable? Why is nitten koydem matan Torah? Why is todir? Why are these variables that would disqualify? That would be significant in defining this din kedima. a dorish and a shava b'chol. So we explained that the Ramban says that the geder adin is a ma'ase b'foyal, takes kedima over a dovra nimna. Right? Not that the lav is ke'ilu she'eino, yes, but it's a kedima that a ma'ase b'foyal. So that we, and that the Ramban explained, because a ma'ase b'foyal is a din of, is naive from a din of ava, and a dovra nimna, a person who refrains, who restrains from this, is neveya from Yira, and he says Ava is gedoyla miYira. He doesn't say Ava is more important than Yira. Apparently, he's saying that lechora. What he's saying is that the avoda, what a person accomplishes by doing a maaseh b'fo'al, so that's greater than what a person, in terms of his avodas Hashem, than what he accomplishes by being nivna, by refraining from something. And then we pointed out yesterday that the Ramban himself addresses the question of Onshin. He says that Onshin, so they have to be consistent with this Yesod. And therefore we're not Koyfal Mitzvah Saseh. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu did not give Malkus and a Mitzvah Saseh, because that would be inconsistent with the Mitzvah being an expression of Avas Hashem. Alright? Ad Kan. And then we left off with the question that not all of you are Makabel, whether it's a question or not. After saying all of this, so why should we distinguish between a different kind of ma'aseh b'foil? What does it matter if it's a ma'aseh b'foil koidem matantar, after matantar? What does it matter if it's a dovra nimna and has koreis a dovra nimna and it's in a shavah b'koil? Achrei kechlois hakol, you have the same equation, a ma'aseh b'foil, ma'aseh shloi b'foil. So many of you thought this is not a valid question, which is not a problem. It'd be a problem if we, if many months from now, at the end of the year, you still think it's not a problem. Then I wouldn't be so successful. But that you think this is not a logical step, so that's okay. Yitzhak Hashem will. I was thinking last night, so why am I so convinced that this is logic? I think it's Pshat Gemara, but this is it's a mahalach that I probably learned from the Rav. And so then I was very surprised that in the Rishim Mishurim the Rav does not address this. But I have at home the notes that Rav Shechter took, maybe from a different year. And there, the Rav does address this point. He leaves the Mitzarchiyun, but he's certainly bothered by how this. He doesn't develop the way he developed it. He did not develop it in terms of the Ramban v'chulei v'chulei. Rav Nissim Goin, that's not the mahalach he took, but the question of how a dovish and a shavah b'kol, why is that bechlal a mahalach? And you see that every so often you'll see in Rav Chaim al Rav Malsa, the Rav Chaim will make a ha'ara, and this explains, Mitzvah will come across and we'll point it out. I saw in the Shi'ur, remember Bianco Grimman also, he raises the question, leaves it at Tzarachiyah. Good. That's what we're holding. Amichai, go ahead.
You seem to imply that we have a precedent for this sheet of Kedima of the Ramban from Kedima B'mitzvah, but I don't understand how we're comparing Kedima B'mitzvah, where it's a matter of time, when you do a mitzvah, one mitzvah before another, to where you're actually able to violate the will class.
Or is a good or. So, but leave the Ramban out of it for a moment. So the reason why I'm saying it's a din kedima is because in efshel lekayim shneim you're mekayim both. So one does take precedent. So what you're saying is correct, that todir v'shein a todir is only a rule when you'll do both mitzvahs. So which comes first? That's correct. That organizes them. Right? And you're correct in saying you want to have one, then it would not necessarily apply. But there are other halachas that we would use when organizing mitzvahs. Moshe, for example, Talmud Torah is docha al mitzvahs unless yefshalah soysa de yacher. So that is a din kedima Right? It's not. What you're saying is correct. That maybe I push two things together. There's a din kedima, which is organizing and ordering, and then there's a din kedima, which where one takes precedence over the other. That's correct.
And one learned after drasha, but I don't think that kedima in terms of ordering. That's not what happened
in Drasha. It's Gemara in Zivachim. Yeah, second towards the end of Zivachim, the Zivachim. Yeah.
But is it a Drasha for a specific case, or is it a Drasha for an overarching principle that governs all cases?
Todur Shin and Todur, the Gemara in Zivachim applies primarily to Zivachim. And I don't remember often exactly where it moves into a Yoni Tefillah. So I don't know if that's a Gemara or if that's Rishonim. I don't remember.
With regards to the Ramah, isn't there a question about Yoni Tefillah?
Correct.
Isn't that much different than Kareis, which is a much better question for the Ramah, because they ask you, but whether the Ramah should make a difference whether or not it's Kareis or not, it should be this. We always say the Asi is the Kuvos Asi because the Asi is Abba. It doesn't matter if it's Kareis or not, Kuvos Asi. That's a very stark
hash
for Ramah, whereas I don't know if the
Mishra'ilah
and
Yanshah
actually affects the
Ramah's
understanding at all.
I mean, I think that both have to be understood. I'm not sure which is a stronger kasha, but the Ramah has to be able to read the Gemara. So what you said, I think what you're really saying is that you are much more comfortable with a line in the Gemara being arbitrary than the principle of in a chorus being arbitrary. You're saying if it's a line of the Gemara, so it's arbitrary, so then it's a pircha shein the Gemara, so that you're comfortable with. But to say that a factor in the way that the halach will ultimately be presented is arbitrary, then you're not comfortable. So I have a different level of comfort. Okay, I think it's your thing. Good. So Lachorish should suggest the following. I was thinking along these lines. If you think about the variable of Elav Shenitin L'Sheilot. So lav shenitin l'sheila means that it's an iser which I imposed. It's not an iser which the Ribbono Shel Olam imposed. By definition, every lav shenitin l'sheila means that the hafla which I made to impose this can be unraveled. By definition, there is no iser from the Ribbono Shel Olam which can be unraveled. So I can now come back and unravel my afla. So by definition, the din of a lav shenitin l'sheila doesn't carry with it. You can say it in one of two ways. Either you can say that it doesn't have the same, it's not neveya from the same level of Iser, of Lav, that any other Lav is Neveya from. In other words, what I'm really doing is I imposed a certain Iser, so if once I impose it, so I'll be over a Lav if I don't maintain my Iser. But to say that refraining from something, a lab, a isa which I created, that is the same, that's the same kind of level as a lab that the revulsion created. So that's hard to say. So you'll tell me she should be a kalvachoymer. So I say no. The idea is the following. That the emes is that the nazir is really to some extent being mekayem diburoi. when the nazir is refrains from what the yochel devaroi. So to some extent, the lava was created. It's to some extent the kiyum in maintaining his afla. It's the kiyum in making diburay. In fact, when the Rav discussed the din of Nazir, the Rav pointed out, b'shem his father and grandfather, that there are several kiyume asay in the midst of Nazir. He has to be mekayim his afla. In fact, the Rav at the following ha'ara, he said that why isn't the fact that it's nitin l'sheila, why does it make it efshel l'kayim shneya? Right? Because he can be matir, he said such a blitz. He said, no, because if you end up being matir the neder, so then there's no neder left anymore. You're not being misadar to Allah. It's not efshel l'kayim, you're not being mekayim shneya. Be mekayim shneya means to put on tzitzis and to be nimdem isur shatnas. But if a person is matir isur nazir, so he's not being mekayim shneya, he is totally erased the din of nazir, and he's maintained the din of akofa, the din of giluach. That's not efshel l'kayim shneya. That's like efshel l'kayim shneya. Right, and as the Roman, it's a chiddush that efshel l'kayim shneya does not mean I'll make it, I'll survive, I'll be able not to be over. Efshel l'kayim shneya means no, I will be makayim the essay, so long as I'm mechayim 6 minutes ago. I'll be makayim the essay, and I'll be nimna from the lab. But the point that we're making is that the is kiyum diburoi. So it's true that it becomes expressed in refraining from wine and refraining from tumah and from growing and from cutting his hair. But b'yisoyde shel dovar, it's a mekayim is afla. So if you'll tell me that the asay of giluach is doiche alav and nitin l'sheila, all you're telling me is an asay which is an absolutely pure asay. Will be doichem I wouldn't call it an Easter assay, but a form of an Easter assay. What you're really being misader is a pure assay and another kind of an assay. But you can't learn from here that assay is doichem pure loisa assay. Because when it's nitin l'sheila, that means that the yisayda din is kiyum divuroi. Le'yachal diburoi is to be mekayim is afla. And similarly, when it comes to an eina shavet bakoil, so we'll say now, many Rosh Hashivas say different nuschois, but eina shavet bakoil means that there's no chepzah shel isur. Right? Let's take the easiest mahalach, that a woman is bechlal. Not even that a woman machlekes on beira machlekes rishonim, can a woman be makif peyoshel bala peyoshel ish, right? So there'll be an iser nik if the law was be, but is there an iser makif if a woman knocks off the peyos? Right? So machlekes. Let's take the mahalach of the Rambam that a woman is bechlal not nizer, is now not asura to take off peyos or rosh of a husband of a man. So you see, that means no chetzah shel iser. It's not like neveil achazir basar v'cholov, where there's something which is absolutely yoser. Over here, there's a certain maisa which is yoser. It's yoser for a man to be makiv his payas. He can't say that the payas shel rosh are a chetzah shel iser lagabe the man. It's not correct. A chetzah shel iser means that there's an Easter residing, and it's an irrespective of the mice that I do. So a yotze mizeh is that if you can't say that the payas are rosh chefzah shel iser, so then you can be magdir the iser of akofas haroish as an Iser of Netila Sairus, or you can also be Magdirit as creating a certain appearance. You can say that it is a din, I have to have a certain appearance. I have to have a full-headed temple. So the Mela, once there's no Chefza Shalisur, then the lab can be reformulated as a form of an assay. Alright? We pointed out, I don't know if we really finished off this Nakuda, that there's a Machlekes in Rishonim as to whether these are Kofas of Peis or Rosh, like is removing any two Saros, or removing the last two Saros. Machlekes Rishonim. Right? That's what we pointed out. It's Machlekes about whether the Yisur is creating a certain look. But once it's, but the, what the Gemara is saying is, irrespective of how you paskin, the fact that there's no Chefza Shel Yisur means that it can be formulated in a positive fashion. You can't change it to an assay. But the point is that since it can be formulated in assay terms, so all I'm learning is that an assay is doiche, an iser, which has some trappings of an assay. It's a lav, but a lav that's needn't to be said in the way of an assay. So if I have a makor that teaches me how to be misader a pure assay, and a lav with a mixas assay that doesn't teach me how to be misader a lav and a say in a lav altogether. It doesn't teach me how to be misader, using the Ramban's terms, maisa of av and a maisa of yira. It's teaching me how to be misader a maisa of av yaseira and a maisa of av chusa. And you could say the same lashon legabi the end of the sugya. When the end of the sugya says that a ma'isa shall that a mitzvah she that an asay she yesh bo kores and asay she neaten be yud gimel brises and asay she neaten koyde matan torah, right? And asay of tedirus, so I could claim that when an asay she the lashon of tzorchei gavoa. So in the Ramban's terms, so all of these assays, a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Megala, that all of these assays are an expression of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem more than a regular assay. They're over the top in terms of regular assay. A regular assay expresses Avas Hashem by one virtue that's a Maisa Befoil, that I'm doing something. But if it's koyim matan Torah, if it's tzorchei gavoyah, if Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it a gushpank of saying this is tzorchei gavoyah, the shame tzorchei gavoyah, that means that I have to explain it. But once Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it that shame, so Kodesh Baruch Hu says that this is koyim matan Torah. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu was megala to it in a way that it's not just the masa which expresses Avas Hashem. The Mela, I cannot learn from there that every masa that's part of a gili of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem that has an element of Avas Hashem that's going to be derech every loisasa. I could still say no that the fact that by loisasa there is malchus. So that shows chumis shaloisase. So Ramban says, no, the fact that there's malchus shows that the oinish has to be consistent with the getter of because every lav is mugdar as a ma'isa shal yiras Hashem. The oinish can be mugdar. Ramban says it's a ma'isa befoil, so it's mugdar as a ma'isa shal avas Hashem. Mevela, the oinish cannot be inconsistent with that. But the way the Ramban will learn pshat in the sugya, and possibly these different variables would even give rise to Ramban's shita. So that's what the Lechara, that's along these lines, one has to explain it. Go ahead, Moshe.
It's very possible to come out with a lesson that say it's my own, I say, my essay.
Okay. Right, so what I don't know, we'll have to look at carefully, is to track down the Ramban Shita, and whether it says Doyach Elisa or say, I don't know. I'm trying to. Right, and what Moshe is pointing out is one of the discussions amongst the Rishonim is whether Asay is Doyach Elisa or Asay. So the way it's usually analyzed is does the din of Asay Doyach Elisa say, is it based on the formulation of the mitzvah are based on the way the mitzvah is practiced, right? An Isur Asay is formulated as a lav, but is practiced. An Isur Asay is formulated as an assay, but practiced as a lav, right? It's formulated as an assay, but in practice, I don't do something because of it. So, now the question is an assay deicha an Isur Asay, right? So, lech oram that could be dependent on the machlekes Ramban and Nisan Goyim. I'm not sure if it's muchrach though. So what Moshe is saying is that what would be a very neat taliyah may not be muchrach anymore. And what would be a neat taliyah to say that the Ramban would hold that an asay is doiche and iser asay as well, and the Nisan Goyim would probably not say that, a very neat taliyah. Why would we say that? Because according to Ramban, a ma'ase b'foil is an expression of Avas Hashem. Being nimna nizer is an expression of Yiras Hashem. So you go after the way that it's practiced. So Moshe is saying that the way that I'm suggesting the Ramban the Mshat in the sugya would say that not necessarily so. That an Isur Asay, because it can be formulated in terms of an Asay, so Memela, the lines become blurred. So it's the kind of thing where, until we know the Ramban Shita, it's too speculative. Because I could easily say, yeah, but Lemaskona de Milsa, this is all to develop Lemaskona de Milsa, we say that it is a so I have to get the Shita before I get the Hezra. Get there. Otherwise, we're just fumfling. Okay? No? So, an asay sheyesh boi kores, coming back to Josh's horror, an asay sheyesh boi kores, the Gemara says that can, and a lav sheyesh boi kores. So, an asay sheyesh boi kores, you could explain it in one of two ways. You can explain it the way we're explaining it now, that if you have a mitzvah asay, an oinish associated with it. So Ramban is saying, again, let's go back to the Ramban. I now have an oinish which is inconsistent with the mitzvah. That's Ramban Shita. That ad kedei kach, then he says, how could we be makin vayin shleikedin? And I say, so now how do I look at him? So you could just say, look, it's almost mincha time. It's a more chomer dikin mitzvah. So how can you learn? Because asay sheyesh ba kores, that's clearly a chomer dik asay. Fine, it would not be a bad mahalach. You could say a lav sheyesh ba kores, so that you could say a kadosh baruch hu was megala that by assigning such a chomer dik or einish that asay shouldn't be doiche. You can say it would not be incorrect, but look over in Ramban Shita, we can say better. We can say that to have an assay with a kores, that's inconsistent, the Ramban said. That shouldn't have happened. So either you're going to have to say that the kores makes into a different kind of assay, or you're going to have to say that the kores becomes a separate parasha in the mitzvah. Right? And so the Ramban says, in order to get out of the kasha of the Nisan Goyim, that how can you say that and I say is good. We're giving malchus in the loisase. So the Ramban will say that Oynesh is not an indication of what's more choshev, what's more chomer. The Oynesh is consistent with the tzivir of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wanted consistency. So if a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us, if the avoda of the asay is an avoda of Avas Hashem, so you can't have an avoda of Avas Hashem with the fear of a chi of Mises Beis in the top of you. Because then that's not a mice of a body. That is the fact that you're doing an activity is overwhelmed with the fact you're acting out of fear, right? So how could you have a mice at Korban Pesach should be too like as a chi of Korbanis? So l'chori the Ramban has to say that apparently either this is a bazunder asay, this is not an asay being parsha shel asay. This is not an assay, which is where the maisa befoil is the driving force of the kiyum assay, or you have to say koreis is a different parsha. That when it comes to korban pesach, I have a maisa mitzvah and I have an oynish koreis, two separate parshas, and. And a chanami that the mice and mitzvah can be doicha the loisasa, but the parsha koreis, I could easily say if the maimakor is only Pesach, I could say it's not the mice and mitzvah, it's the parsha koreis which is doicha the loisasa. It's the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam associated this with being nichras me'amo. That's the dechiya. So l'chor, that would be the Ramban l'shit. That would be a sharper way of saying it in the sheet of the Ramban.
That would help us out even more
here. Right. What I'm not sure of. The Arab is a good Arab. But the reason I'm not sure of is whether, number one, I don't know where to pin it down exactly, and number two, I don't know whether the sources which indicate that Koreis is different from Mechiyav Mises Beis and Mechiyav Mises Beis Shemaim. I mean, it's okay, I just have to find everything and see if it is. I still remember. Go ahead.
How would Ramban explain it as the world of same as saying?
Okay, so first of all, we have to get there. It's correct. You have to get to that. So in the classic discussion in Ein Asay Doicha Loisa Sevasay, the two Mahalchim and Yeshivas is whether it's mathematical, right? That the two Asays knock each other off, and you got left with an Asay. That's one Mahalch. Right. In other words, I'm confronted by a masa, and I just do the arithmetic. Or that a maisa which includes an asay and a loisasa is a more chomer dika. Take your choice. A more chomer dika is a more chomer dika loisasa. So those are the different mahalchim. So I think. So your question is, so the L'chora, the Ramban, in terms of what we understand at this point, the Ramban could say that it's arithmetic, and the Ramban could say that it becomes a Mohammed Kaseh. Right? The one thing the Ramban could not say is a Mohammed Kaseh. So that's what you wanted to preclude, was your question. So, again, I don't know, speculative, exactly, but there are possibilities. Either way, it's not a kasha. How would the Ramban hold on Tosfos' shita that an assay is doicha two lavin is a davar poshut? Doesn't even require the one. The Ramban Tosfos doesn't require a shir. That's right. Kol barbei rav would figure that out. So that lechor is consistent with the Ramban. All right. The fact that I have two lavin, nope. But it still doesn't add up to a mice of a foil. Go ahead.
How
how far would the Ramban go with this?
How would the what?
How far would he go with this? How low of an asay, how shkomer of a lowest asay, how many lowest asay? You can take this to that degree?
Without, unless you have another makor otherwise. Right? The pasha says, yeah.
Yeah.
Theoretically, and if I don't know if it's shayach, but I'll tell you where that's discussed. That is discussed I tell you my biggest concern with Ramban is how does Ramban learn the din of Be'idna? That's my biggest issue. That I have to still figure out and discuss. Right? Why should Be'idna be affected? Question that's raised in Yuma, a person is a Chayla Masud in Yom Kippur. And we have a choice whether to give the person the Vela or whether to Shech and give him Bosa Shchuta. So the Ran says that we should do shchita. Shchita is one lav, but that's not asay dechalais asa. That's several lavin versus one lav, and the vela will be numerous lavin. So that you can't bring a raya from that. No. But that's where you can. That's where the idea that several lavin is different than one lav. So there are even Bishonim. No, Achrayim certainly will ask Kasha and Tosfos. Was that? Oh, makes it that are. So how can you say it's such a different portion? The one that says is deicha several lavin is not so partial. Forget it. According to Ramban, it's the Kasha doesn't. The Kasha is not a Kasha lachar. Good. So Rav Nissen Goin has an entirely different mahalach l'chayra in the Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis. Who's seen Rav Nissen Goin inside? Okay. So I'm just going to read out a few lines from the Daik in his Lashon. And this, the lines that I'm reading are Kuf Lam and Gimel with Aleph. So first, Rav Nissen Goin points out that the lashon of Lo Yisasa Greda means a Lo Yisasa without a chiyuv koreis and without a chiyuv Mrs. Bezdin. So that lashon would suggest, what we said a moment ago, that, but it's not mukhrach, that. So that maybe Koris is a separate parasha within the lab. And the Nissen Goin gives several examples, at least of a lab greater, regular labin with Malka, the Sachem Shavadisha, like Sachrish, Mishravachamor, like Sakifu Pasroishchem. And he said, and that's also true for all the Shomer Pen Baal. Masha Ein Kain, if there's Koreis and Mises Beisim. V'loi Nitoisef Olov Asei, also Dovra Nikra Lav Greda. V'ikur Zeh Motsoi Mesechus Yivomis, our Sugya. Le Silva Shatnes, and then he says, Yodanu Kizet Loisasa and Ishavaba Kurl Dover Lemiyuchanu, but he had Siva Nemar Achara. Who tenai a love? Le Silva Shatnes. And Gedilim Tasilacha is a Tanai Le Silva Shabbos. That's how he learns Pshat and Smuch. Vechi Loibom Lahazitzes. Vaomru Chachomim, Shedobre Ze Ikeru, Shenismarch Olam, Vichichol Az Horam, Sheini Makores, kachi darka shebe'ez she'ira chiyuv mitzvus asei nidcheh azhara unekayem atzivoy v'tovi mitzvah asei v'tidcheli sase. Why? Ki azhara shalav al zeh atanai nemra. And then he says, and once you understand this yisod, what's he being mechadish? He's being mechadish that asei decheloi sase is a tanai shemachol lav alav. Every lav is, it's must on every lav that the lav is leinemar, the lav is not mitzuvah, and the lav b'mokim asei. He says, this yisod will take away all many sveikas. Then many people ask, heyech yob yasei v'yirka soro shalav shi chamura mimenu. Right? We know that a lav is more chomer than asei. So how can a dover kal be doiche a dover chomer? He says, this is the answer. Sh'azhora shalav kach nemra. Now all of our questions now have to be analyzed via Rav Nissim Goyim. Go ahead, Michai.
It doesn't feel like you really explained anything. You just sort of reiterate, you can give a reason why there's a Tanai in every single Lashon Torah. And why would that be a principle? And if it not means a principle.
Right. What? No, he's saying it, he's saying six there's a kosov. He's saying maybe we can be magdir it, maybe we'll be able to be magdir it, but it's exeris a kosov.
It's exeris a kosov also.
But
the nature of the exeris a kosov, and understanding why exeris a kosov is there will explain the nature of the
din. Right, but so
it also seems exeris a
kosov. Correct. Which thing is correct? Now I would say lanias daiti. I would say that what would drive the Ramban to be magdir the din is two things. Number one is to knowing where to apply it. What about a lav sheish b'misas beizdin? What about two lavin? What about an iser asei? What about be'idna shalei be'idna? So you have to be magdir it. Or the fact that the Gemara, that the Chazal, when they were looking for Mekoros, so they found various details, various logical steps that would determine whether we're going to mekabel that makor or not, so that they had a certain getter. So I would agree with you. Hodru kushla duchta, we have to understand the getter of Rav Nissim Goyim both for the same reason, to understand how it would affect a lav she'ein by ma'isa and iser asei, how it would affect shnei lavin and chanavin and lev sailim shat. Correct. Yeah. Go ahead, Rishi. Why would you say that? So that's what we pointed out. Correct. That's what we pointed out the other day. Now, we pointed out the other day that according to Ramban, that our sugya is not a Resh Lakish sugya. So that means that our sugya holds that, according to Ramban, that Asei Decheloisa says a din of Hutra, not a din of Dechuya. But that's the machlekes amiram. Is asei doicheles hudra dechuya. Now, the Ramban lishitosoi, I believe, we explained the Ramban ledina, and that's how we learned pshat the Ramban. We first pointed out there's a din kedima, and then we said that this is the Ramban's way of understanding the din kedima, right? That's not mukrach necessarily. The Ramban could say that a ma'ase befoil is doicha a lav legamrei. logically, you could say. We explain the Ramban la'alocha la'maladina. I don't think it's necessarily mukhruch that way. Right now, Nisan Goin, Lachor, saying is correct. Lachor, Nisan Goin should have to commit himself to Asid Dechelois as a big din of Utra. So, how do Kushla Duchta, what would Nisan Goin do with Rish Lakish? No, what would you say?
I think he quotes Rish Lakish, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So, you would have to say that the Tanai is only Tanai when you have to make it a Tanai. Meaning, if you can do it without it, then you have to do it without it. But once you're forced into the situation where you have to do it, then the Torah is going to give you a condition that the law doesn't apply in that situation.
Correct. Right? So, I'll have to say that the nature, let's go one step, one more line. So Ramban says, the Rabbi Nissen Goyen says, V'chein Omrei Razal. So he quotes the Sifrei in last week's parasha. V'chalel Mois Yomus U'v'yem Eshav V'shnei Chivosim Sh'neyen B'diber Echod Nemru. The Sifrei is a list. We only think about one aspect of B'diber Echod Nemru. Shomer V'zocher B'diber Echod Nemru. Right? Maritz Chais, I think, has in this Gemara, Taka. I think Maritz Chais quotes in this Gemara, in this Sifrei, that there are five B'dibur Echad Nemrus. So we're familiar with B'dibur Echad Nemru because Shomer V'Zocher is a chiluk in the two, in the presentation of the two Luchais. So, not to be way to say it, the presentation of the Luchais in Yisrael Mishanan. So, Chazal or Miyashev, that Stira, by saying B'dibur Echad Nemru. Ramban says that means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said Shomer V'Zocher, and then he told Moshe Rabbeinu to record one Lashon in Yisrael, one Lashon Vezchanan. Right? Because Vezchanan Pashtus is not a record of the second Luchot, it's the record of the same Luchot of Vav Siva. Right? So the Zifrei points out that there are other B'dibur Echad Nemru, Mechalel Mois Yomos Shana, the din of a Korban Tavid and Pesach. So the Rabban Shum said, a Chazal formed the din as being a din of B'dibur Echad Nemru. Erbas Eishes Ochicha V'yevomo Yobo Yoleo Shneyen B'dibur Echad Nemru Mashi Iyev Shel Lubosa V'dom Loimar. The Maritz Chayis quotes that Bikuach Nebim Dech Shabbos is also from B'dibur Echad Nemru. So Nissen Goyen says that what's pshat B'dibur Echad Nemru mashi iyev shel abosav adam loimar. So it means that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mahalach when two of his mitzvahs are iyev shar labosav adam loimar. When I have two mitzvahs and they clash, v'oifen she'iyev shaloimar, that's the Tanai. That's what Yeshaya was saying. The Tanai is that when a lav and an asay cannot be accomplished with vasachas, that's how we would limshat in Mishlokish. But if they can makayv, you efshel kaim shneyem, then the whole din of asay derech eloi says it was like Neymar. According to the Nissan Goyen, Asay Rish Lakish is not a Tanai in the din of Asay Decheloys Asa. Rish Lakish is the situation in which Asay Decheloys Asa was said. It's a Tanai in the clash, so to speak. Right? So Memela, the Memela, it's going to be a Hutra in a place, in a situation of Dechuya. Then once there's a clash, so it'll be Muta Lagamre. Moshlema Adomer Doime, is the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Beis Hilcha Shabbos opens up by saying Dechuya Shabbos, and the Beis Aleph, and Beis Gimel is Shem, when there's Bikuach Nefesh and Shabbos is Nasek Achoyel. D'chuyi Shabbos eitz l'konis l'fashul k'shar kol ha-mitzvahs. V'chein l'fichach oisin boy kol tzir rochav v'shabbos kilolei shel davar. Shabbos l'gabei choylish yesh b'sakona hariu k'choyel l'chol dvarim shu tzarech le. So what's the lashon of k'choyel? The lashon of avutra. Right? Okay, so that's not for now. But the point is that you could have a situation that when it's necessary, then it's good. L'moshel, again, you have a choylem esukin. But whether the choylem esukin gets... You have a choylem esukin on its Shabbos afternoon, and it's an hour... It's, and the doctor will not know what to do until they run a certain test which takes 2 hours. Right? So it's a choylem esukin. It's Doicha Shabbos, but it's Efshel Kaim Shneyan. Would it have happened 10 hours ago so the doctor would have the results on Shabbos? He'd be able to begin treatment on Shabbos, so he would be is Shabbos in Asa Kachoyel. But since it's an hour before Shabbos is out, and the test will only come back 2-3 hours later, so this Shabbos never became Kachoyel. Right, so that's how Rabbi Nissen Goyim will pshat in Rish Lakish. It's a din of hutra, but it's hutra only once the clash is a clash lamasa. Rabbi Nissen Goyim would probably not follow the din of the Rashba, that he may not follow the migoy of Tosfos Lagabe. Chutei Lovan. But we haven't answered yet is how will Rav Nissen Goyim l'mshat in our Gemara? Right? How will l'mshat in a Dovar that if it's an Asay, if the Lav Shein Hashavah B'kol, and I would learn the din of asei doicha lois asei in a dover she'ena shovel akol, so how would I, so would I, according to Rav Nissen Goyim, would I expand it? Why would I not expand it? Right? So I would think that we would have to explain in the same way as we with Miyasha the Ramban, with Miyasha Rav Nissen Goyim as well. That Heyois, that it's a Xeris HaKosov. That it's a Tanai. And once I learn the Tanai in a mitzvah, that's Lafnuye, I can learn that Tanai in every Loisasem. So if the Torah was Megala, that Tanai, Davka, in a dover shenitan l'sheela, in a lav which has elements that are similar to an asay, that in essence is a key in my aflo. If the Torah was megala, that asay doicha loisa, that tenai, only in a situation where there's no chefsa shalisur. So I would then say, what do I have the right now to say that the Tanai was said in the Chefsa Shel Iser? If the Rebbeinu Shem said the Tanai in a lav which is sometimes betokev and sometimes not betokev, sometimes I apply it, I don't apply it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu could have a vaiter a Tanai that this lav was not said, Bishop Mokam Asay. But how would I apply that to a lav that has no exceptions to it? To a lav that was said b'chol mokum b'chol zman, to a lav that cannot be formulated in any way as an asay. That's how to learn pshat in b'dibur echad nemru. That's the pshat of Nissen Goyim. That's how to learn how to understand these svaras of the Gemara bases. There might be a third mahalach of the Tosef Rashbam Pesachim that I mentioned. So we'll come back to that in Yirtzeh Hashem. Tosef Rashbam Pesachim Pehei says that from Asei Decha Loisase, from that we would learn that the Torah is more makbid in the way that it writes on mitzvah saseh from mitzvah lo yisaseh. Let's look it up. Tezer Rashbam Sochem Pei Hei. Pei Hei Menalef, I think. So Shaila, does anything we said make sense for Tezer Rashbam? In other words, there is a cause of the Bidi Berachon Nemru, right? That it's a Tanai, that the Loisase is a Tanai in the Asay, sorry, that the Asay is a Tanai in the Loisase, that the Avod of Ava is Yoyse Chomor. No, sorry, here. Go ahead, Moshe.
How
are we explaining
that
a large because there's no chetzos in our situation, it's clear. In other words, in our situation, it's that the loisase that the Yisra'a kofa, the Yisra'a kofa can either be al tatil saris, right? Or it could be said that a person should look a certain way. Like the Rambam's approach, right?
Is the Rambam saying not to look a certain way? It's not to look a certain way.
Right. Right.
So can I just say the same thing about Rosh? I would say that the mitzvah is to eat anything besides not worship.
Right, right. So the chori that you couldn't say. In other words, when it comes to, let's take the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that you could say, I was thinking about that. I have to think about it. But what I was thinking is that the Rambam was the way the Rambam formulates it. That's a din that a person should not look like an avodah zarah, right? So that could easily be said that a person should distinguish himself from an avodah zarah, right? Now, can you say the same thing about not eating chazer? Can you say that the can you reformulate the din? So you'd have to say that a person has to eat differently. But it's the same thing. It's still, yeah.
How would you say
that a nozer is necessary is much easier. But you're asking me why would a nazir not also be a dovish and a shovel of coal?
No.
What are you asking?
If that's it, the nazir is there not the kaiser.
Right.
It's not the kaiser, not the
No, but the Torah says that the Gemara says about Nozir, it's Dovshin in the Sheila.
And then Barash says it's also Barash.
And Shavu Kol. By the way, because it's only the Nozir that has in Mekayim Diburay. Right? So that might be the way that we would say it according to Rashi. But again, I'm not sure that the Ramban would say that. Right? The Chor Rashi is a different mahalach in the Dovish and Shovel Akol. Rashi is not saying what we're saying. We'll be daik in Rashi. Is the Rashi, you know what I'm referring to? So I'm not sure that the Ramban would say okay, we'll come to it. I, I'm not sure if the Kashik, I'm not sure the Ramban would say it that way. But I do agree that's strained. In Shita Sir Rambam, I think it fits in very well. Because the Rambam Shita is certainly that a person, that it's mutal on a person to distinguish himself. The Rambam says the same thing Lagabe Yisuri Kahuna. That is a mitzvah lahavdil akoyin. So when it's a lavshin ashava bekol, so there is precedent for seeing it as a mitzvah to distinguish rather than as a necessary lav. But you can't say, the gabe when there's a chetz shalisa. Okay, I hope that we'll see all Matzoi Shabbos. Everyone's able to make it. Everyone needs help in trying to make it, so I can see what we can do.
Still.